Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another spectacular episode of My Mama Told Me, a mini episode, a goddamn mini episode, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. That's right. That's what we fucking do with these mini episodes. We listen to you idiots and see what you have to say. No longer is it just me putting my heart out into the world and facing your ridicule. Now you get to be the ones being ridiculed. Send me your messages so that I can make fun of you, because I don't respect you listeners, not one bit. I think I'm the greatest, and I think you're a bunch of weirdos and losers. I don't mean what I'm saying. Please don't turn off this podcast. I need you desperately. My ego can't handle being alone. I'm excited to be here. It's been a difficult week, obviously. The police keep on doing what the police do, huh? The police are really thriving in their policedom. And all the police behaviors that we've come to know them for, they're really shining. They're finding kids and susceptible young boys to put bullets inside of. And boy, are they good at it. I've been getting weird messages from folks. A man sent me a message today where he told me, and I want to make sure I get this right, he basically told me that the theory that the CIA was in any way responsible for the crack epidemic is a complete ruse. That's not true, he says. He says that it's a completely made up fallacy. And then he went on, and this is the part that sort of rubbed me extra wrong. He went on to equate it to Pizzagate. He said that's Pizzagate for black people, is believing the CIA distributed crack in the black community. And he posted an article from a PBS thing that he found that basically in some way supported the claim that it's not legitimate. But what he fails to recognize, and what I think is really important about this podcast, is, motherfucker, first of all, I don't read. That ain't my thing. I ain't never been into that shit. I'm more of a shoot from the hip kind of guy. But second of all, I think what if ever there was an organization on this planet Earth that has the ability to not have clear details about their misbehaviors all around the world, it's probably the CIA. So while sir or madam, I'm not sure who hit me up, I truly don't care that much. But while it is possible that some of the things that we've suggested about the CIA's decisions or misbehaviors might be hyperbolic in nature, it's not likely that it's the same as a bunch of people speculating that there are children being sex-slaved in a pizza restaurant. They're not equal in terms of their relationship, and maybe you should be a little more careful in your wording when approaching me. And truthfully, I'm not going to read anything else. So you can write whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. I'm here for the jazz, baby. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, just like Drizzy says. Anyway, let's jump into a fun theory. This is exciting. I was sent a theory by a gentleman named William, who I'm very excited to hear from. And I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. William really came with something special on this.
Hey, what's up there, Langston and producers? This is William here in Atlanta, Georgia, at InstaWam7 on Instagram. I've sent Langston a few messages here and there because big fan of the show. But anyway, I wanted to discuss a black conspiracy theory that may tread with some folks, but it may not with others. And this may cross over as well between both black culture and other cultures. But my mama told me that Procter and Gamble are associated with devil worshipers. Again, my mama told me that Procter and Gamble are associated with devil worship.
Okay.
So the little context behind this is that when I was out shopping with my stepmother, actually, one time, she turned around a bottle of, I don't know, it was like bleach or Lysol or something like that. And she showed me on there, this is Procter and Gamble. This is them. And if you look, there was like a skull and bone that was next to it that somehow was supposed to indicate that Procter and Gamble were indeed devil worshippers, and they put the blatant information right there on their products.
All right.
Now, of course, looking at this being older and shit, maybe because, you know, that crossbone and skull next to it probably indicated that that shit was poisonous. Like, the damn cleaning material that you're about to purchase shouldn't be ingested by small children, because if it is, the nigga's gonna die. So I think maybe that's where the confusion came from. But I'm wondering if this is something that others have heard. But again, man, big fan of the show. Keep up the great work, man.
Well, first of all, William, how dare you say horrible things about our sponsor, Procter and or Gamble? They've supported this show endlessly. And I, for one, believe that those terrorists over at Procter and Gamble are my favorite kind of terrorists, because they help make this show happen. That said, when I first heard this conspiracy theory, I'm not going to lie to you, a part of me was like, I think William's stepmom needs to kind of go in the loony bin. I think somebody's got to lock her up. She ain't doing too well if she's looking at skulls and crossbones and telling you this is devil worship. That's anybody who's seen a Tom and Jerry cartoon knows that that is a symbol synonymous with poison. I got excited, William, because I started doing some digging, and it turns out that this devil worship thing is not, in fact, as far-fetched as it appeared. Your stepmom is not, in fact, as crazy as she seemed. In the 80s, Procter and Gamble was, in fact, accused of promoting Satanism and devil worship. This is a real thing that happened, and it wasn't, unfortunately, because of the skull and crossbones on the label. But it was instead because of what some consumers claimed were secret messages hidden in the Procter and Gamble logo. That's right. Now, for those of you at home who are like, what the fuck is in that logo? I've never seen any devil worship related stuff in the logo. I'm sure all the fans of billion-dollar corporations already know this, but the current Procter and Gamble logo is just a blue crescent moon with the PNG written in there, right? It's very simple. It's clean. It says, hey, you can trust us to not put poisonous amounts of aluminum in your deodorant or bleach in your tampons. We're Procter & Gamble. We're good guys, is what that logo tells you. But if you go back in history, if you go back to the old Procter & Gamble logo. Now, the old one actually had a face of a man in the crescent moon. And that man eerily looks like a deity, like a godlike figure, as he stares off into some stars that were also part of that logo. So back in 1981, people started looking at this logo, and then someone started distributing leaflets. That's right. This was back when you had to be crazy by handing out pamphlets on the street, but people started distributing these leaflets unpacking satanic undertones in the PNG logo. And so I want to break down exactly what these undertones are, because they get very exciting. Number one, they say that the man in the moon has a long flowing beard. If you look at the image, he has a long flowing beard that curls to a point at each end. And those ends look suspiciously like the horns of a devil goat, you know, just two devil goat horns on this goddish figure. Can we say goddish? Is goddish a thing that I'm allowed? Because Kenya Barris might be working on a development project called Goddish. I don't want to get sued. The point is, he has these horns that come to a point right at the ends, and they say that he looks like the devil. Number two, that same beard curls at the bottom, right around the jawline, there are some curls, three curls, in fact, that these consumers say look like three consecutive inverted sixes. So it's 666. As we all know, that's the devil's number. And Black people, do not fuck with the devil's number. Black people will throw gum on an extra purchase just to make sure that they don't have to pay $666 for something. Give me gum. Because I'm not buying $6.66 worth of cereal, is what my grandma would say. And then lastly, and this is the least interesting, but certainly the most stretch of what they're saying are demonic undertones in this old image. But lastly, they said that the man stares off at a group of stars, which conspiracy theorists noted are a collection of, in fact, 13 stars. 13 stars. So 666 in the beard, horns, 13 stars. As we all know, 13 is another cursed number. These motherfuckers apparently love the devil, and I love them. Let's be clear. I love you, Procter & Gamble. You do good things for me, Devil Daddy. But the point is, you guys had a whole bunch of satanic undertones in your old logo. So much so, this rumor became so popular that 10 years after it started to sort of pop up in 1991, Procter & Gamble had to completely remove the man in the moon from their logo. They cut it all the way the fuck out, which is how we got this logo where it's just a P and a G and a blue crescent moon. Even worse, much like the rumors that we've talked about with Sierra being intersex, people started claiming that there was an episode of Sally Jesse Raphael. Do you guys remember Sally Jesse Raphael? Because I sure do. She had sick glasses and I fuck with her for that. But Sally Jesse Raphael had the Sally Show, and there are claims that the president of Procter & Gamble went on Sally Jesse Raphael and admitted to donating his money to the Church of Satan. Which, that's a wild statement to make, that he just went on a mediocre daytime show. It wasn't even like she was like crushing it in the ratings, but he went on like the just okay daytime show of the 80s and was like, you know what I fucking love to do is give my money to the Church of Satan. Out of nowhere, no context, he just admitted to being a devil worshiper. Even worse, and this is where things get even crazier, is that later, Procter & Gamble's competitor, Amway, who you may know for basically being Procter & Gamble's, their whole statement is saying like, hey, we won't sell you the same kind of poison they sell you. We got our own poison. We're a different kind of murderer. Anyway, Amway actually started trying to take advantage of this whole Procter & Gamble conspiracy theory. And so they started incorporating Procter & Gamble Satanism claims into their marketing calls. So they would basically call people and say, like, you know, Procter & Gamble messed with the devil, right? Yep, they're pure evil. Anyway, you need to buy our Amway products, which are a different kind of evil, huh? And then this is where it gets crazy. Because ultimately, Procter & Gamble finds out about these messages that Amway is sending out, and they sue Amway. They sue Amway in 1995, and they ultimately are awarded $19.25 million because of the mean stuff that Amway was telling their customers. And one of the responses, which is one of my favorite responses that the Amway people had, was when they finally lost the lawsuit, they replied back like, hey, I didn't even think they were going to keep pushing this hard on this. We thought they would get over it after a while, but they, Procter & Gamble did not get over it. So all of this is to say, William, look, I don't think Procter & Gamble is actually connected to devil worship or Satanism. Now, I do think that Procter & Gamble is connected to white devil worship and white Satanism. I think it's a very specific thing that they're doing. Are they actually like putting 666s in their imagery? No, they are not. That's not a thing. But are they responsible for selling products that are probably not healthy to our community, to poor people specifically, for the benefit of capitalism? Absolutely. That's white devil worship. And they are the best at it. And I support my white devil worshipers. They are my white devil worship daddies. And I hope that this was helpful for you, William. And please tell your stepmother that while her intentions were good, she really missed the mark on what was evil in the Procter & Gamble products. Okay, well, we did it. We nailed another mini episode. Nothing could have been better. I didn't put any drops in it, so I'm just going to press some buttons and then let us go away. How's that sound, everybody at home? What about this one? Yeah, that seems about right. And then
later he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
I'll leave you with this. This what God feel like. Into the bank like ha 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 ha. All right, there it is. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.